Check one, check two. Hello, hello. Move a little bit closer to the fire. All right. Let's get nice and warm. There we go. Hi, everybody. It's me, Owen. Somebody made me this hat on Bearables. Give it to me in Utah. Hi, so, you know, I've been ladling the gravy pretty hard lately. And what is better than a nice, relaxing end of the day, kick off your shoes, you know, have a nice beverage, unwind, and have a book burning, right? Because my the wife and the kids are having dinner at her mom's tonight, which I usually really enjoy going to, but I've been on a pretty intense detox diet of no sugar or bread. And her mother and her, to give her credit, is an unbelievable cook. So I don't think there was any way I was going to withstand some of her cooking. So I tapped out. And so what's the best thing to do when you're home alone without the family? Rifle through your son's books that may not have sat right with you. And you don't want to do it in front of them. But when you have something called Fossils Tell a Tale of Long Ago, Forest Diversity, Dinosaur Lie, Evolution Lie, it's time for a good old-fashioned fireside chat plus some book burning. Good to see you guys. Okay. Because I can't stand reading these books too. All right, let's first start with Dinosaur Rocket. As you can see, look, here's the, this right here is the Lunar Rover. Oops. Dinosaur Rocket. Triceratops, Allosaurus, all these dinosaurs by Penny Dale. Dinosaur Rocket waiting on the launch pad, having final checks. Wow, this is going to be a really good book. Check, check, check. Astronaut dinosaurs riding on the bus to the giant rocket. Vroom, vroom, vroom. That's a lie. Lie. So my boy will never bring this book to me again and say, Dad, will you read me this book? No, we're having a good old-fashioned book burning. Vroom. As you can see the media here. Brave dinosaurs climbing into the rocket, right on the top. You see the media there? You see the media? Oh, book burning. Clank, clank, clank. Nervous dinosaurs pressing buttons and waiting to start. Oh, what are they gonna do? Are they gonna get on the rocket and go to the moon? Oh, book burning. The countdown to launch, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's off, being burned. Dinosaur rocket roaring and thundering into space, zooming faster and faster. Zoom! Misrepresentation of the Earth. And what looks like a penis. Not by accident. Excited dinosaurs whizzing on the moon. Broom! Onto the moon in the dinosaur buggies. Brrr! Proud dinosaurs posing with their flag. The flag of the first dinosaurs on the moon. The media is right there. Wow, let's see what's on the next page. And if anybody wants to say this is ironic or something, he's three. They don't understand this. This is just lies being put in their head. The flag of the first dinosaur on the moon. Flash, flash, flash. Laughing dinosaurs playing, floating in space, kick. They're playing soccer in space? Oh, just kick off your shoes, ladies and gentlemen. This is a nice therapeutic, good old-fashioned all-American, therapeutic, enthusiastic book burning. Floating in space and playing soccer, kick, quiet dinosaurs stopping to look at their planet. The blue planet so far away, home, all lies, home. Happy dinosaurs blasting off of space on their way home. Bye, they say. Hooray, they land in the ocean. Oh no, it's burning. Hero dinosaurs splashing down, safe and sound, back on Earth. Hooray. Outside broadcast vehicle, rigid inflatable boat, moon buggy, rockets. Every single thing on this page is either evil or a lie. So my kids are not going to be eating it, reading it. So Dinosaur Rocket in Space. As a book, I give it a 0. As kindling, I give it a 10. This is just straight programming. The dinosaurs may have well. Oh, yeah, and then they play soccer like a young kid. It's evil. It's totally evil. Book burning is bad. No. Censorship of people like us is tyrannical. We don't have to keep the propaganda and the lies and the pornos in our house. Do you think that burning kiddie porn is bad? Where's your line? Next up, fossils. Tell of long ago. Who's this by? Aliki. Let's get it going a little bit here. Ooh, getting nice and toasty in there. You know what I do to parasites in my gut? I burn them. Fossils tell a tale of long ago. Look. Just random diversity for no reason. Uh-oh. Ooh, it's getting so cold in here. Fossils tell a tale of long ago. Look at all the terms and conditions. Again, fossils tell a tale of long ago. Space fuel. Burn the lies. Once upon a time, a huge fish was swimming around when along came a smaller fish. The big fish was so hungry, it swallowed the other fish whole. The big fish died and sank to the bottom of the lake. This happened 90 million years ago. How do we know? We know because the fish turned to stone. Even though you've never witnessed that in your life, that's not what happens. 90 million years ago, where's the human footprints from 50 years ago? I don't know. We know the fish became a fossil. A plant or animal that has turned to stone is called kindling. Scientists can tell how old stones are by the amount of funding they've been getting by the grabbers. They could tell how old the fish fossil is, so we know how long ago the fish lived. How did plants and animals become fossils? Most plants and animals do not become fossils when they die. They rot. That probably explains why there's absolutely no genetic connections between human beings and monkeys. There's no, you know, it's just kind of, the fossil record just kind of ends and starts again. Or they crumble, dry up, and blow away. No trace of them is left behind. Kind of like this book. This could have happened to the big fish. We would never have known it had lived. Instead, the fish became a fossil. This is how it happened. When the big fish died, it sank into the mud at the bottom of the lake. Slowly, the fish rotted. Only its bones were left. The bones of the fish it had eaten were left, too. The skeleton of the fish lay buried and protected deep in the mud. You guys buying it? Meaning 60 million years ago? The indentation of a dead fish and what was in his gut? No. Thousands of years went by. So when you're dealing with 60, 90 million years, thousands of years is one, like 1.00000. It's no amount of time at all. Thousands of years went by. More and more mud covered the fish. Tons and tons of mud piled up. So when it decayed, wouldn't the indentation just fill in? After a long time, the surface of the earth changed. The lake in which the fish was buried and dried out. It rained on the drying mud. Water seeped through the mud. Minerals from stones were dissolved in the water. The water seeped into all the tiny holes in the fish bones. It's thousands of years later. You ever see a dead body from like 20 years ago? After a very long time, the minerals changed the bones to stones. Oh, the fish was a fossil. The mud around the bones became hard as rock too. Easy on the gay porno, buddy. Here we go. Look at that fish. Some fossils, like the fish, are bones or shells that have turned to stone. Sometimes a fossil is only an imprint of a plant or animal. But either way, there's no genetics left behind at all, even if this was true. So you can't test the date because it's just a stone. Millions of years ago, a fern grew in a forest, and Harvey Weinstein whacked off on it. Oh no, wait a minute, sorry. It fell and was buried in swampy ground. You know, swampy ground. The type of ground that literally, like, disassembles anything organic in like an hour. The fern rotted away. But unlike all the plants that you see rot away in your compost pile every day and become soil, this was different. Because there was a little black girl for no reason. But it left a mark of its shape in the mud. It left its imprint. Then the mud hardened, like Harvey Weinstein's dick around a fern. The mud with the imprint of the fern became a fossil called coal. Gee, why would this story exist? Maybe the people who own coal want to start a false scarcity narrative, making it seem like it's incredibly rare and takes an incredible amount of time. No. Can't possibly be that. Because there's a black girl. Many fossils of plants and animals are found in coal. This is a dinosaur track. It was made in fresh mud 200 million years ago. And you know this because you have a black girl, a Chinese girl, a scared white boy, a gay white boy, a black boy with his arm around a white boy, and a girl in the back for no reason. It's almost like programming, like a Banana Republic ad. In nature, how often do you see that setup unless it's forced by a tyrannical government? Hot melted stone from a volcano filled the dinosaur's footprint in the mud. The stone cooled and hardened. A few years ago, fossil hunters called because it's also the Royal Society. I'm not going to pin it on anybody. Dug through the stone, they found an exact imprint of a dinosaur's foot. Oh, no way. Their funding depended on it. What are the odds? Not all the fossils were found in stone. Some are found in the frozen ground of the Arctic. This ancient mammoth was a kind of elephant. It was frozen thousands of years ago. It was found not long ago, buried in the frozen ground. The grass it had been eating was still in its mouth. What could have killed it? And what could have found it? Was it funding? The mammoth was fresh enough to eat. Whoa, really? Someone who ate a piece said it was dry and not very tasty. But what could you expect from an ancient mammoth? Although the children we just saw were all oddly diverse, every scientist here looks like they're from the same tribe. Black curly hair, bald, and male. It's almost like the science class, this priest class of scientists, they don't follow the same type of forced integration that the children do that I just burned. Oh, it's almost like programming of who your master is going to be. Can't wait to burn this one. Millions of years ago, a fly was caught in the sticky sap of Harvey Weinstein's seminal... Oh, no, 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 sorry. Of a pine tree. The sap hardened and became a fossil called amber. Amber alert! Amber looks like yellow glass. The fly was perfectly preserved inside of amber. I can't wait to read this again. Oops. Other insects and even plants have been preserved in amber. There's a spider, a cockroach, and a fern leaf. Basically, you have both Weinstein brothers and what they're whacking off on. We have learned many things from the fish, the fern, the fly, and the dinosaur track. Mostly, how to invent a lot of lies based on a piece of yellow glass and something in the mud. Fossils tell us about the past. Fossils tell us there were once forests. Diverse children. But yet the diversity and the femininity of the children didn't seem to translate to all the scientists who ate the woolly mammoth. It's almost like programming social classes. Where now there are rivers, we find fossils of trees in the bottom of the riverbeds. And we know exactly the timeline because we're liars. Fossils tell us there were once seas where now there are mountains. Fossils of sea plants and animals have been found on mountains. And the timeline is based on the whims and the imaginations of admitted pederasts. Yeah. Coral, crinoids, seashell. Many lands that are cold today were once warm. That's why we need global warming. We find fossils of tropical plants in cold regions. Almost like maybe we could use a little global warming, Grabner. Here we have a young boy being eyed by Steven Spielberg. Fossils tell us about strange creatures that lived on Earth long ago. They tell us about dinosaurs. The strange creatures were once called family units, and they had a father with a job and a mother at home and children that were well-adjusted and were all roughly from the same lineage. Long ago. And dinosaurs were just invented by pedophiles in 1841. Pteranodons and ichthyosaurus, two words that you don't recognize and sound pretty big and grabbly, and the reason they do that is to make you feel like you're dumb, not the person who invents dumb words. No, such creatures are alive today. They have died out. We say they are extinct. Some fossils are found by accident, as grabblers innocently whack off in Montana. Some are found by fossil hunters who dig for them, funded by grants, and they make sure it's only on land owned by a bank. Unbelievable. Here we have a black boy in all fours, for no reason. Just a black boy on all fours, with what appears to be a nude Chinese girl. When your eyes are open, guys, this stuff gets burned. You too might find a fossil if you look hard. When you see a stone, look at it carefully. It may be a fossil of something that once lived. You may find a fossil at the seashore. And I know right now people are there, Big Bear, I found fossils. It's like it's not what they're pitching, guys, and we all know it. Hey, look, a black girl and a prepubescent, innocent, wide-eyed boy. Why weren't any of these races or genders at the table of the scientists who ate the woolly mammoth? It's almost like they're real weird sickos. How dare you burn that book, Big Bear? I'll burn all the books. The Babelosaurus Rex. You may find a fossil in the woods or by a newly dug road. You may find a fossil in the field or on a mountaintop or the head of a Hollywood studio. Or they might be running for president named Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders. If you live in the city, you may find a fossil there too, called Bernie Sanders. Sometimes you can see them in the polished limestone walls of some buildings. How would you like to make a fossil? It's getting very creepy. Not a 1 million-year-old fossil, but a 1 minute fossil, kind of like the ones that they made when they faked them. Make a clay imprint of your hand like this. Take some clay, flatten it out, press your hand in the clay, and then sign a non-disclosure agreement because Steven Spielberg... Lift your hand away. Your hand is gone, but its shape is in the clay. Now wait 60 million years and see if it still looks like that. Your hand is gone. You made an imprint. The imprint shows what your hand is like the way a dinosaur track shows us what his foot looked like. And from the foot, we inferred exactly how old it was and what the rest of it looked like. And then we got a lot of funding. As we can see here, it's a black girl, a white girl, and an oddly weird-looking white boy. For no reason. Suppose when it dried, anybody's like, why do you care about race? Because this, you want to talk about nature? That doesn't happen in nature unless it's forest. I've never seen that happen except in countries that force it. And I'm not mad at any of the kids. I'm not mad at a race. I'm mad at people that want to tinker with reality. Because if you see that in a world that's natural, you wouldn't think anything of it because those families just happen to move in next to each other. But when you know it's a globalist agenda because banks are running out of their Ponzi scheme and they want to undercut the wages of the workers, it's a little jarring. Suppose when it dried, you buried your clay imprint, just like Spielberg has buried... Suppose a million years from now, someone found it. Your imprint would be hard as stone. It would be a fossil of your hand. It would tell something about you. It would tell the finder something about life on Earth a million years earlier. These people are all disgusting. Stop messing around with little kids' hands. Man. A good old-fashioned bug burn. It can't even go to bed. Every time someone finds a fossil, we learn more about life on Earth long ago, in the faraway times. Someday you may find a fossil, one that is millions and millions of years old. Makes you feel small and helpless, right? So small, like your entire lifespan is nothing but a pebble in a sea of pedophilia. Oh, wait a minute. That's the psychological reason they're doing this. Now, that wasn't written here. You may discover something no one knows today, like none of this is real. About Aliki. One of the things Aliki likes to do best, along with drawing pictures and writing books and growing plants, is to travel. One summer, Aliki and her husband, Franz Brandenburg, and their children, Jason and Alexa, were in Greece. It was there on a dusty road that Jason found a fossil, brachiopods. Although Aliki had been interested in fossils before then, the book is a result of Jason's discovery. Oh, 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 oh. All right, guys, that's it for the good old-fashioned book burning tonight. Because I'm a very responsible father, and I don't want my children to ever hear lies for no reason. I mean, listen, the world has enough lies, but the last thing I want them to have is a worldview that's created by the base realities of lies. Okay, does anybody have any questions before I go? You're killing me, BB? Yeah, that was a funny bit, and it'll be taken out of context. That'll be in my Wikipedia. Oh, and Benjamin Burns' books of his children's books. Because of there's black girls in the books. It's over. They're chasing after a horse that's out of a barn saying, close the barn doors. Everyone's sick of it. It's almost like No, I mean, anybody buying it, I just think they might have a hard time tying their shoelaces or like, I don't know how they would even function. Can we burn books on your next tour? Yes. And we need to be playing Wagner. This is the greatest stream of all time. Thank you, Driftless Bear. Any questions? Those hilarious. Can you hang for a while? Yes. That's why I'm here. I got 61% in the comp, man. Like, when I don't have anything specific to talk about, ask anybody about the GOAT stream. I get in a really good mood and just hang. I only get kind of, like, annoyed. And just am like, interrupting Bear, you relax. When I have, like, 10 things I'm talking about and I want to keep it under 8 hours so that I don't wear out all of unauthorized bandwidth. Epic, thanks, BB. It's very, very cathartic to burn some books. You know, it's like, what do you like to do after work? You know, ever since I quit drinking, my favorite thing to do is I find the books in my house with the most amount of lies in it, and I read it, and I burn it with a lot of jokes. We should do this more often. Feel free to send me any grabbled up books, and we'll just read it together and burn them. My kids have tons of books, by the way. Oh, Benjamin, he's making his children illiterate. They probably literally have 500 books. A lot of them are like the children's Bible or just good stories or the bear and the piano. Or just, it is soothing. It's very soothing, guys. It's very soothing. You know, we just turn the lies into ash and blew it all away. I know, if people could only see the chat in the future. This is comedy. I love it. This is so relaxing. This is awesome. Best stream yet. I'm making my very last batch of water. Yeah, it's like, and I know this will be used against me, but guess what? I don't care because it doesn't work. It's stupid. Oh, and Benjamin, after he was kicked off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, and PayPal, and Instagram, he started censoring pedophiles. Can you imagine if someone accused me of being the censor? See, I look forward to that stuff because it makes good people laugh. After we tried to censor Owen Benjamin and remove his ability of making any kind of an income with his growing family, he had the audacity of book burning lies. Oh, so he got books taken out of Amazon? No, he had them and he just burned it. You already made it so nothing can be used against you. You're a genius. PayPal. Right. Right. Oh, and if you want to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. You know, that's where I get donations and letters and seeds and silver and bullets if it's legal. BB, will you do a full-blown World War II gravy stream one day? I can't get to the bottom of it, so no, I would not be doing anyone any service. I don't know the answer to it. I just like the fact that between Stalin, Churchill, Hitler, and Roosevelt, you can't easily pick the good guys and bad guys. And when you understand Churchill's constant antagonism of Germany, you know, I just enjoy making fun of the taboo around it. But I don't know who Hitler was. I don't know how many people actually died. I don't know who was funding anything. Dude, it's one of the most grabbled historical events. It could have been, you know, with maybe a few 100,000 deaths, a complete Hollywood fabrication. Or it could be the greatest loss of life in the history of the world. I don't know, and I never will know. I'm comfortable realizing that I'll never know that. Because I'm not. I was a World War II history major in college. 4 years. I studied in the Czech Republic. Thought I got to the bottom of it. Not even close. So that's why I just have fun with it. There are no good guys, but there could be. There could have been a good guy and you don't even know it. There were no good guys in that war. Only bad men. There could have been only actors. There could have been people that... Dude, that whole thing is one of the... I can get to the bottom of, like, moon landing and dinosaurs and evolution and shit because, like, the average person can disprove some of this stuff. World War II is like, I'm not touching it. I am not touching that thing. Like 9/11, you can get closer to the truth because it was in our lifetime. World War II, it's like the amount of lies on every side is unbelievable. And how much the world changed after and the purpose of it. I was just trying to, how to undo lies your kids already were brainwashed by. It's very easy. Just stop lying to them and have them in the natural world more. Dude, until 3 years ago, I thought we went to the moon. I could name 50 dinosaurs. I believed in evolution. And I was 36 years old. It's like, it really is a switch. Because that's why there's no rest for the wicked. Because if you don't keep up the propaganda every minute of every day, it falls apart. You know, it's like once you start... And the major linchpin is when people realize that they can figure things out themselves more than the people being paid to lie to you. That's the big thing. And that's how you can have friends that believe in all different types of stuff. And there is no like one guy like Gary Truthstein and everybody else is like, only Gary Truthstein knows. No, you can have friends all over the spectrum and that have woken up, because waking up simply means like, why do I have to believe you? I just realized that you lied to me about literally everything. There we go. Hanging with the Bears, fireside, yeah, baby. They believe what they were told. The lies become fact. Well, no, it's their basis. It's their givens in an equation where you're like, if x is 2, I'll show you something. Fire. If x is 2 and y is 3, x 2x plus 4y equals. And if you don't know if you have a bad idea of what the variables are, you can't solve an equation. So the best thing to do is. Character can get through all this because your character of at least attempting to want to know the answer is the whole thing. And so once your variables start lining up better, once you understand the actual values of the variables, you're fine. And you're just like, whoa. I have another reason to write a letter for BB. He needs to burn my copy of 12 Lies of Life. Yeah, we should do a whole night where we just burn a lot of that stuff. Right, give me some burning here. I wanna. I mean, I obviously don't want to touch the hot. Come on, there we go. It's a little better. Oh, what's your opinion on the alien abduction phenomenon? Probably gay guys that don't want to admit it. I don't know. I don't believe in any of that. BB, do you drink geothermal water? No, I drink warm distilled water. And yes, Dimitri, I drink a lot of Himalayan salt. I'm not losing my minerals. Big Bear, my precious pornos. His name isn't Gary Truthstein, it's really Gary Epstein. Hiding in plain sight. All right, make a list called Book of Lies. No, I like burning actual books because it's really funny just to know how much like work one of these propagandists put into it. Like burning Dennis Prager's book was a joy, because I've seen all his interviews of like, you're going to love this book. This book is, I really bring it all together, and Judeo-Christianity, and to burn it was like a spring breeze, just blowing away the ashes of deceit. Book of Lies was a Crowley series. Really? I've never read a single word he said. I've studied that stuff, but I refuse to read a single word that a black magician writes because I don't want it in my head. But I've listened to a lot of analysis about Crowley, but I've never read a single thing Crowley ever wrote, and I never will. Book of Lies is literally Aleister Crowley Black Magic. Yeah, I won't read that. And it's not fear. It's just I don't want that in my brain. Because I know how these people work, where they have rhythms and word orientation that will enter your subconscious without you knowing it. BB, when you in your book gets published, be sure to have special copies printed on hemp paper. Well, I want the leather to be my own goat's leather. Good on you, BB. No sense inviting you on. Yeah, I mean, I've studied this stuff because I also want to understand the enemy. You know, you want to understand evil, but I won't read a book written by an evil man. I haven't even read Morals and Dogma. I don't want it in. I've listened to 30 hours of analysis of Morals and Dogma and Aleister Crowley and Madame Blavatsky and all these people. But I won't read the order of words that they do. You have to invite the vampire in. Right. Some people can study it without having a problem. I know enough about spells to not even want the order in my head. I just don't. My timing was way off with that last question. I don't know what you're talking about. I have a copy of Crowley's Book of Lies, hard to understand. Right, I think it's all a spell. I think you read it. This is my theory. And it's almost like Bob Dylan songs, because some of those Bob Dylan songs, I now realize, are spells. Where it's like anything that makes no sense, but yet you're like drawn to it to listen, it's doing something in your head. And I don't understand it, and I don't want to. I plan on reading Unveiling Isis by Blavatsky. Cool. Just don't read any of that stuff as... Don't be interested in it. It has to be completely detached, which I'm not the best at, so I just don't... That's why I don't hit my kids. Corporal punishment is fine if you can be completely emotionally detached. Like, there are people that are like, you did this, you're going to be spanked, boom. I know myself. I just like connect to everything, and I don't want to connect to... I'm a disciplinarian, you know, I take away privileges and I put timeouts and all this stuff. Like, I can be... I'm very intense. Like, if one of my kids doesn't say like thank you to Amy or doesn't say a prayer before eating or something, like, there's, you know, there's a repercussion. But I can't like hit my kids. And it's not because I'm like, oh, hitting kids is so evil. It's like, I can't be detached enough for that. And some can. I can't. And if anybody's like, oh, spare the rod, spoil the child, I'm like, you don't understand what I know. Because I'm the type of dude that just, I unleash on every single thing I do. There's nothing I don't unleash on. I remember one time in middle school, this dude hooked up with my friend's girlfriend. And everybody was like, oh, we gotta jump him. And we see the dude, and people are like getting in his face and stuff. I just start beating the shit out of the guy. And people are like, dude. And I'm like, what? That's why I'm not into that shit. Like, that's why I stay away from that stuff. Because I was like, I thought we're beating him. Like, I got him on the ground, started kicking him. And people are like, what are we watching? And I'm like, I thought that was the plan. And so I've learned my lesson over the years where I'm like, oh, you guys are LARPing. Okay. That's why I don't like LARPers. I don't like people that are like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to hunt him down. And I'm like, I was just violently beating this dude. And then they're like, no, we were just going to say we were. I'm like, okay, you're too big to hit those kids. Yeah, but see, there are people that can do it. There are. I know people that can. I know people that are like, you know, you're going to get your spanking. I can't do that. Yeah, that taught me a lot in that situation where it was like my friends were almost like freaked out. I was just like, but he hooked up with Jenny. And people are like looking at me like, dude, it's not even, you don't even know her. And I'm like, Are we not enforcing this? All right, what do you guys want to talk about? When you are involved, parent, there shouldn't be a need for heavy punishment. You are involved, parent, equal burning bush. Yeah, it's very easy now. Like, it's very easy. Like, my kids are very well-mannered and very polite. But honorable bravo behavior. Yeah, to the point where that's why when people are like, if we get a pedo, we're going to cut their tongue out and we're going to... That's why I'm like, stop. Because there's been many times in my life where I'm the type of dude that's like, slit. Not, I've never cut out someone's tongue, but like, and then I look at everybody and they're like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, did we not have a plan? That's why I don't listen to people anymore like that. When they're like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hunt him. And I'm like, you're not going to do anything. I've seen this a million times. I'm a really intense bravo. How do I donate subscriptions? I do not know. It has to be backed by real love or just hitting someone. Well, it has to be cold. It has to be like a West Point vibe. And it can't be to hurt the kid. It has to, I know what it can be, and I can't do that. You know? Been a father since 19. Nice. Spare the rod. No, but the rod is punishment. It doesn't mean spanking. And I know people say stuff like that. Usually you're the type of people that I shouldn't do it. From my experience. Because the people that get it. It's not easy to completely emotionally detached from punishing your kid when you're like mad at him for being disrespectful to your wife. You know? Like if my son acts like real bratty to my wife and I was doing a corporal punishment, I don't want anything to do with that. So for me, it's more just like removal of, and we're so involved in their life that they're, I mean, Wally's already sweeping and vacuuming, swear to God, collecting eggs. He's sweet. He's funny. We hang all the time. It's awesome. BB, please burn a copy of the Talmud. I mean, I definitely would. It's not as funny though. It wouldn't be as like entertaining at all. Children's books are the best because I can read it as I'm doing it. True, there, I've seen it all too many times. Yeah, I got a cold spank once, woke me up. My kid hits me sometimes, but he's learning not to. I used to spank my kids. I couldn't disconnect, so now I don't do it. Yeah, it's a very special type of person that can do that. And it's not about like being a tough guy or strong. It literally has to be like almost like I have no idea how Vox parents, but like a guy like him, like someone who can completely, who's just in a really good way, like very moral, but at the same time, very icy, if that makes any sense. All right, what else you guys want to talk about? My boy was diagnosed with ADHD, Asperger's, and bipolar. Nothing worked with him. I'm sorry to hear that. He probably just needs way more outside time. And I don't want to be the guy that says stuff that doesn't understand your predicament, but like half the stuff you just listed are kids that don't wear themselves out. My youngest will shut down with a good scary book. Nice. My dad was a calm, heavy hitter. My mom was like a berserker. Right. Yeah, it's like, it's all about calm. Because the only time to disappoint a kid ever is if it's going to work. And it should only happen a couple times. And if for some reason it isn't working, bail. You know? Like, if somebody has to hit a kid, like, several, like, a lot, it's not working. Bail on it completely. The only way it works is if the threat of it works. You know? Spanking doesn't work. It can. It didn't work for you. And this is coming from a guy who has never and will never spank. But I just don't think some people have worked through it. It's like, spanking doesn't hurt work for some people. If you've had to do it more than a few, like, a handful of times, it's not working and you're not doing it properly. It has to be like just the idea of it is enough to dissuade. Or else it's just abuse at that point. Spank once and immediately talk after. I made a paddle. It's mostly for looks. Right. If it isn't working, just bail. Yeah, because it. If you're hitting a kid regularly, you're abusing your kid. The only way that punishment works is if the idea of it or the mention of it dissuades his behavior. If not, congratulations, you're just beating your kid. Like, that's, it has to be the threat. It has to just be like, if you keep it up, this will happen. And if they keep it up, it means you didn't, it either doesn't bother them or he's rebelling against it or you're being too emotional and now it's some sort of game. Getting hit as a kid made me angry and prone to fighting. Right, but that was probably because you were hit from someone that felt like a fight. Dude, I'm not wrong about this. I've thought about this for so much time. It's like people that got hit that are like, fuck my dad, I'm going to take him down. That's because it's a guy like me who shouldn't have ever spanked their kid. Because it's personal. The only time something like that can work is if it's absolutely like, without emotion, yeah, keeping your word, right. If it made the kid angry or made the kid want to challenge you, it's because that's why I don't ever hit my kid, because I would be that guy. It would start a feud with my kid. Corporal punishment scared my sister, but the rest of us are fine. Sending mixed messages, and they'll see nothing wrong hitting others. Right, that's why. It's not like you get angry and you swat your kid. That's abuse. The only way it would ever work is if it's a cold, calculated thing. And some kids it wouldn't work with at all anyway. You know, like my son, and we almost never have to do this, but when he's went out of line, it's just go to your room. Because he's so social that he doesn't want to be alone. Spanking never works. No, it can. It can work. I mean, I'll say it as many times as I have to, but someone saying it never works, I'm guessing that doesn't. It's punishment. It does work. But spanking is almost always done by a psychotic woman that's just freaking out, or a man that makes it personal, which then starts a competition with a child. The only way is if it's like your dad acts like one of those generals where it's just like, get the belt, where it's like he's not into it. He's like, he doesn't want it either. And that's why I never do it, because I'm too emotional. I get fired up. Fired up is the exact opposite than what you would want in that situation. Spanking worked on me. Yeah, I know tons of people that it works with. That's why when people say it never works, it's like, for you. I get it. Didn't work on my mom. Made my mom very rebellious. That's why my mom never spanked us. Because in her life, it was so counterproductive. It's about being consistent. Right. Like the only physical stuff I've done with Wally is if we're playing rough and he like really like cramp, like hits my nose hard, I'll do like half as hard on his nose. And he's like, whoa. And I'm like, that's what it feels like. Because I want him to be able to play well with other boys, which he does. And so the only time I've ever been physical with him was never been angry. It's always been play, where I just want him to know what it feels like, what he just did, in a much softer way. So that when he's playing with boys, his age, he doesn't just like poke someone in the eye and laugh. You know what I'm saying? You can't just let him do everything. You have to show the boundaries. Gary Trustein, consistency is the key. Yeah. All right. Each kid is different is the absolute truth. Yeah, but there's broad general things that work no matter what. Like consistency, defined rules. Lack of intense emotion. You know, you don't want to scare them. You don't want to be like, that's a great idea. Yeah. Roughhousing is so healthy. We roughhouse all the time. You know, Wally and his brother roughhouse all the time. They're very affectionate. It's awesome. But like healthy roughhousing. My kids are young and good. I spank them once in a while. right. I'm not telling you how to raise your kids. You know yourself. It's just like drinking. Like, you know, are you sober? You know what it is. If you're like really into drinking, if you don't see it as just like tea to relax, not for you. And people lying to themselves, it just hurts you and the people around you. All right, black women can't handle their boys, so they hit them, and those kids get used to violence with women. Yeah, and it's because the black women are so overstressed because they don't have... I love you too, thank you. Because there isn't a man in the house. Yeah, black women are some of the most abusive human beings on the planet. Like, they will... And the problem is, society is so twisted... Like the media, not society. I gotta stop saying that. The media is so twisted that they'll show like a young gangbanger, and his mama comes and like grabs his ear and spanks his ass and throws him in the car, and they're like, "That mama sure knows how to teach young Jamarcus a lesson." It's like, no, young Jamarcus is acting that way because his mom probably beats him all the time. And if she like hurts him and humiliates him in front of his friends, congratulations, you're now creating a dude who despises women. Like, never embarrass your kids in front of anybody. Ever. Ever. Always take them aside. Never, black women spank more than anyone. Not only do they... No, it's not spank. I don't want to use the word spank. They beat. They're abusive. They humiliate. I'll beat your ass. And all these dumb whites or grabblers on the media are like, "Oh, I wouldn't mess with that mama. She really knows how to keep her boy in line." And I'm like, poor Jamarcus, exactly. And it's like, oh, so you're creating a monster. Exactly, it's humiliation. Yeah, and the problem is all these authority figures are praising her. And I'm like, dude, that woman just abused her kid on camera. Everyone's fine with that? Because a lot of the grabber media, they truly believe blacks are animals. They think that it's like watching. I'm dead serious. And if anybody has another theory, I'm all ears. If a white person acted like that, they would not act like that. If a white mom just started beating her son in public, they would not be like, oh, Brittany sure does know how to control the child. Or, God forbid, a white man. The reason that they're so cool with the black woman beating their kids in public and think that it's somehow admirable is because they truly think they're animals and they don't respond to words, which isn't true. And so the irony, I mean, the whole world is basically ironic because of the grabber media at this point. But like, the fact they call me racist because I don't treat blacks like animals and I want to hold them to the same standard as white people, so-called white people, so-called black people. They call that racist, where I'm like, that dude stole a bike. And they're like, oh, no, how dare you? And I'm like, you think they're animals. Because that's the thing, is you don't blame a wolf for killing a bunny, right? Because he's an animal. But you would blame a white man for killing an animal. Like, PETA would freak out if a white man killed a bunny, right? But yet, a black person can just beat their kid in public, and people are like... Now we're talking about discipline. It's like, you think they're wolves. Unreal. They say black kids have to be parented differently. I've heard that 1,000 times. Yeah, with no dads and just deranged over... That's the thing, is black women have been so pandered to. They've been so, like... Everything they say, the media and welfare and all this stuff, they're like, anything you want, Shaniqua. You are a strong, powerful woman. Just remember how to vote. And so they're just out of their minds. They're just... All right. What else you guys want to talk about? Gravy always finds its level. My 7-year-old boy wants to be verified as Cub Bear. Welcome, Cub Bear. Black man could kill his wife and her friend. No issues today. No, black men still get railroad. It's black women. Nothing, no one ever says anything about it. They hold them to no accountability at all in the media. None. They don't hold them responsible like wild animals. Exactly. So when I'm mocking the insanely high bike theft statistics in the so-called black community, they call me racist because I hold them accountable. Do you understand the irony? And so many whites, or so-called whites, are so cucked and so fearful and so emasculated that they could just go, just say whatever they want and it'll go away. No, it won't. Just say the truth. And women will like you for that. That's how you get a wife. Wives don't like cucks. Look at all the billionaires whose wives just start getting banged out by the pool boy just because they despise their little Mikey Bloomberg husband. Mikey Bloomberg's wife has probably been turned out by entire NBA teams. It's like, allegedly, I'm just speculating. Because no woman looks at a guy like that and says, like, I'm going to be faithful to that. All these young men think that money gets you loyalty or respect or love. None. Little Mikey Bloomberg, Mini Mike, his wife probably allows homeless crackheads to turn her out just because she feels a little alive. And she probably wants him to know. She probably sends him photos. Says, you still in your business meeting, little Mike? He probably likes it. I'm dead serious. Allegedly. Everything I'm saying is alleged. And he's worth like $50 billion. And his wife probably is like, sees a homeless person, is like, I want to humiliate my body, photograph it, and send it to my husband so he feels something. And he's probably like, nice. I ain't lying. All right, no one likes a cuck. No, they despise cucks. BB, there's an article from 2012 called Waiting Till the Wedding Night, Getting Married the Right Way by Steven Crowder. I mean, gay marriage wasn't legal yet, so I understand why he had to pretend. Bloomberg is a straight-up pedophile. That is Jeffrey Epstein's black book, so yeah, he does. LOL. I don't make allegations until I know. He's a creep. He's a weirdo. He humiliates himself constantly. That's all I need to know. I don't need to make an allegation that he's a pedophile because he's never said anything publicly that I've ever heard. That's just like Steven Spielberg makes movies justifying pedophilia. Steven Spielberg, like, is part of a religion that justifies pedophilia. Mike Bloomberg, he's like weak, cucked, arrogant, pathetic little man. But I can't make that claim. Just having your name in Epstein's book does not make you a pedophile, by the way. That logic is so flawed, I won't even know where to begin. Going to Epstein Island? Yeah. But just having your name in a book doesn't mean anything. He was a honeypot. That was his whole job, was to get every powerful person to be his buddy and then try and rope him into something for blackmail. Just having your name in someone's phone or a book is not guilt. And you should really watch out for those accusations. OB, finally heard Floyd version of Gunner's Dream. Dude, the sack's intense. Yes. Mini Mike looks like a Planet of the Apes character. Bloomberg is irrelevant. No, I mean, we're talking about him and he's funny. He's funny to mock. Dude, everybody in that world is irrelevant. Like, your life is dictated by your actions and how you think and how you pray and what you do. The amount of force the government actually has on you is zero. It's just, oh, how dare you? You don't pay. I pay so many taxes. The corporations have all turned on me. It doesn't matter. Some people just haven't seen through it yet. It's interesting. Crowder's probably terrified to have sex with his wife the first time. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to disrespect his wife, but I love mocking him. Bloomberg is a heartless little small hat. He's funny. You know, Paul, I've been enjoying Pockets of the Future lately again. I didn't listen to him for a while. And now he's so funny at making fun of the election. He's like, dude, and he's kind of right. At first, I haven't been paying attention to politics at all because it's just so tedious and dumb. But it's like this round actually is starting to get kind of entertaining again. Because you got Elizabeth Warren taking out little Mikey Bloomberg. It's not enjoyable if you still think that, like, you know, you're waiting with bated breath about who's going to win because your future is, like, part of that. If that's how you feel, don't watch any politics because it's a reality show. It's just enjoy the show. But Elizabeth Warren mocking little Mikey Bloomberg was hysterically funny. Pockets of the Future is good stuff. Well, the way he mocks politics and entertainment is so funny. So I enjoy, like, I could never just watch a debate or watch one of these people. Like, I don't pay attention to it, but I like watching someone make fun of it. Warren is a bitch. Doesn't matter. Like, why does that matter? Yeah, Warren lied about being an Indian. They're all parasites, guys. All. BB, say something about Bloomberg and tactful speech. That little fellow sure made something of himself. There's only one party. The winner is already determined. No, that's not true. It's not true. I know what you're saying. Two wings of the same bird. And the broad thing, just currency itself has so much power. But in reality, that's not true. There's interests that are pushing their puppet. And there is a fight. Absolutely, there's a fight. Behind the scenes, a lot of them get along. It's a little bit like WWE. But powerful people don't have any cohesion. There's no honor amongst thieves. None. So you're always seeing a battle. What you can see, if you want to be cynical, you can never run for president. That dream is not real. Like, a good person can't work hard and campaign and become a president of America. They're selected way ahead of time. That being said, there's still battles, like raging power battles within politics. You know, everybody was saying, you know, England will never actually leave the EU. This all just, they're gone. They left the EU. And the same people that were all cynical are like, yeah, pornos. It's like it took a while because, you know, when you're dealing with that parasite class and that much legalities and that much pushback, they're out. I mean, England's out of the EU now. Brexit worked. But it took too long. My pornos ran out. It's like, you just said they would never leave. Like, you said that England would never leave the EU, that it was all a scam, that no matter what people voted on, nothing happened. I'm like, they're now out of the EU. Trump was selected in the 60s. You can't prove that. And I'm not just blindly backing Trump. Like, really watch out these days. They hate you, start with that premise. No, they feed on you. They don't hate you. They feed. I bet Bloomberg hates everybody over 5'5". But it's not about hate. Hate's the language of the devil. When it's like, they're full of hate. They're full of so much hate. No. They're feeding. They're narcissists. They don't have anything to contribute in the world. They're about power. If you give them power and you give them attention, they love you. And then they hate you. They're borderline personality, every one of them. I'd like to hear Mr. Tactful talk about Mayor Pete Bendover. That fella sure does hang out with his buddy there a lot. Trump was an advisor on foreign policy in the 80s. That's not proof of anything. I know what you're saying, though. It's fine. Yeah, I don't. Let's just go ahead and not talk about politics. Bloomberg is a narcissist. Every one of them is a narcissist. Want to know the irony? The least narcissistic person is Trump of the whole thing. They fear you. Exactly, Cod. But they also need you. Trump listens more than the others. That's why he's so funny. That's why he can riff. But I mean, the government is there to fuck you over. They're not there to help you at all. We want the government to become more upfront and shrink. But other than that, the government's job isn't to protect you. Once you understand that, things make a lot more sense and you just go, well, I like the guy that still has a masculine vibe and is funny, but it doesn't matter. All the precious money. You're the one obsessed with money. The fact that Trump can make you laugh and unapologetically mock short men and women is huge for the soul of America. Yes. Yeah, it's all rigged. The financial system rigged. Legal system rigged. All rigged. Doesn't matter. That world should not be where you seek salvation. You're never going to be saved by a piece of paper or a Saturnian judge in a black dress. Trump isn't here to save you either, though. That's the thing. But I think he's great. You know, he's done nothing to really stop the censorship online or anything, but like, it's not really his fight. He's a secretary for the banks. Okay, but he's also, a lot of people are not aware of that. So they view it, you know, so they're like, but like Obama, everything he said was a lie. Everything. Obama tricked so many people with endless wizardry. Trump is authentically funny and he's obviously corrupt, which is actually very refreshing. Trump is here to make me laugh daily. And that's so big. Everybody's like, but, you know, the healthcare and the, it's like, does that really run your life? Or does having a laugh mean the world? Having a laugh means so much. Like to hear Donald Trump call Bloomberg Mini Mike, it's like, oh, you're so easily amused, Big Bear. Why don't you just be upset and angry because of the shows and the banks? I'm like, because you're missing out on all of life. Like, you don't even understand. He saved the country from Hillary. These people can't destroy a country. You're missing the whole point. You're still operating on the premise that Hillary Clinton could destroy a country. Hillary Clinton could take away your family. You are the only one that can do that. Barack Obama was worse than Hillary would have been because Hillary was despised by a lot of people. So was Obama. But Obama tricked a lot of young people. Hillary didn't. So it's like Trump is a phenomenon. Yeah, he's hilarious. And it's like so much, there's such a communication breakdown between me and some truthers because they're like, but don't you know that, you know, he's owned and I'm like, you don't get it. Now, it's not me that is not understanding this. You don't understand the role of government if you don't see it. So many people still think a president, which is a secretary to the bankers, you know, the mouthpiece of the New World Order agenda. It's been in place, guys, since 1814. Then 1871, then 1913, 1963, and then the series of you know, Clinton's trade deals. That fight isn't the fight. The fight is your soul. It's your joy. It's your gratitude. It's being able to laugh. If the New World Order fell tomorrow and there was no New World Order, there's no currency, the Fed fell, all the pedos got shot in a field, and you couldn't laugh, you couldn't smile, you couldn't enjoy your day, it was all for nothing. It's like, don't underestimate the value of someone being unapologetically masculine in a feminized, homogenized world. It's like they're selected, not elected. You're missing. You're just. I don't get it. I don't get why people. They destroyed Libya. Who is they? You think Hillary Clinton did? No, the banks did. Banks. The president is part of the deal to rah-rah up the population like us. This is, dude, guys, it's spiritual. It's not just political. They need you to beg for it. They need you to say it's okay. They need you. They need enough people to be like, 9/11, we got to bomb Iraq. And the president is the rah-rah guy. And so Trump has said enough true stuff. Like everything Obama said, if you listen to like what Obama used to say or like what Bernie is currently saying and stuff, it's so false that it's like jarring now, you know, and it's just like, we need, you know, 77 cents on the dollar and blah, blah, and you're like, dude, this isn't even close to reality. Reality, it's a fight on reality itself. Is Trump corrupt? Yes. Is Trump doing backdoor deals? Obviously. Does Trump have a shady past? Sure. Who gives a fuck?
Oh, so you don't think that the president matters? You don't care about your country?
I know the country will survive any of these people. The whole fight is right here, right now. The whole fight is, do you have kids? Do you work hard? Do you have joy in your life? Do you know your community? I'm dead serious. Like, how much water you drink on a daily basis is more important than who gets elected president.
Oh, but if someone's elected, we won't even have water.
You'll have water. Trump is crushing. Listen, as somebody that has been kicked off every platform for quote-unquote anti-Semitism, to see Trump, like, dance with those people is jarring. Like, I don't trust him. I don't. I don't care. Go ahead. Tell me
the plan. Trust the plan.
I'm a guy that would end up in prison. If that shit, I'm not scared of any of that though, because I understand it on a a level where that isn't a thing. But a lot of people that are just like, why won't you just get on, you know, trust the plan? I'm like, because if the stuff that he talks about with the Netanyahu types actually became a law, I'd be in prison and my kids would be raised by a black guy. I always just say that even though there's no black people here. So it's like, okay, you can have your little thoughts all you want, but I would be right on that list as someone who, it's dehumanizing to the Jew. So that's, but that won't happen. It, dude, part of me wanted Bloomberg to win because it would, the right-wing backlash would be so monumental. Everybody would be like, we hate these guys. Not hate, but it would reveal the monster a lot quicker. Just that dirty monster. BB, you're right about Stalin and anti-grabber, but the problem was purging too many people, killed a lot of alphas before the war started. Yeah, I mean, he obviously wasn't a good dude. I'm just always wondering why media hate. Anytime a bunch of grabbers in media like hates everybody so much, I'm always like, why? Trump is definitely not gay. Yeah, exactly. He's not a pedo. He's not gay. BB, what would you do if you could make yourself invisible? I think about that, and I'm very, very bad. What? You're banned. No, you're in a timeout. That is creepy as hell. There will never be a Jewish president. Well, we had a black gay president. Come on. There could be a Jewish president. If we could only be so lucky. And they'd be like, I'm just trying. And everybody would be like, wait a minute. So this is what a Jew is? Wait a minute. Learning how Gaddafi was cool was a mind. Yeah, Gaddafi was the man. The corrupt system will not repair itself and the revolution will not be televised. The revolution is in your home. It's not in the streets. It's home. It's have kids, speak the truth, work hard, have a community. Dude, it's we all know what the revolution is. There's no one you can shoot and change anything. The system is set up that way intentionally. There is no corrupt king. There is no banker you take out. They kill themselves all the time. The whole thing is it's Hydra. You know, you cut off one head, another one pops up. There is no way to violently revolt against the system. The only thing you can do is starve it, rise above it. The government is still made up of people. It's not a thing that is against you. It's the people in it. The only they is the devil. It's it. It's a tranny. That's why he goes by they. Wasn't Lincoln Jewish? I don't know, man. I don't care about Lincoln, that old grabber. We're watching. This is the revolution right now. The revolution is you just watch me burn a kid's book about evolution. That's it. You just watch me make thousands of people laugh as I burned a book about evolution. And people are like, no, the revolution's coming. I'm like, you just watched it. You just watch people being like, this is hilarious, this is so funny, watching Owen burn books. Hello? You just watched it. You just watched a human being say, no. Yeah, and because the system is never going to be overthrown. It's just like your gut biome. There's no difference. It's the parasites in your gut. Like you, it's like saying I'm gonna drink bleach until I have no parasites in my gut. Well, now you're dead. Burn the lies and light up the night. Exactly. Hey, BB, dude, like what that just happened? There's no one to assassinate that would do what I just did more effectively. Like what? Chairman of the Federal Reserve or nothing would happen. It's like punching water. The way to effectively elevate your fellow man is to beat the mind control because there's not a lot of people benefiting from your enslavement. Very few. Rather, it's the FBI is not benefiting from your enslavement. They're just like you. It's about elevating. Like the government is us. Dude, drink some distilled. All right, let's talk about something less intense. Revolution equals revolve. Dude, someone's been drinking turpentine. The government is a hamster wheel. It just never stops. The hamsters just change. Right. And it's not even bad. Like, there's always going to be a government. Anarchy's retarded. Amazing metaphor. I don't even know what the metaphor was. I already forgot. Don't we need to feed the good bacteria? That's what I need to do. Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. Building community. I know Bunny Bear. I know Andrew. I know all these bears. This is feeding the good bacteria. We do it every day. This is the revolution. But it's not revelation, not revolution. Beat off the mind control. can we change pomegranates to dragon fruit? No, pomegranates is very, very specific what we need. The administration in place does make a difference. The administration in place does make a difference. I mean, not if you're living properly. And I don't want to get into it because people will be triggered by what I'm saying. I mean, obviously it makes a difference with like, but it's still like when someone decrees a law in a corrupt system, people still have to do it. Dude, there's like literally a million laws that no one follows. It doesn't matter. It's what people do. Like Italy is so corrupt and it's been corrupt for so long. No one pays parking tickets. It's just now the culture because they pushed it too far. They're like, oh, parking tickets. People just throw it away. They're like, they don't collect them. Like 15 years later, no one tries to get it because it's like, that's the culture there. They're like, we don't pay parking tickets. Like America will never be disarmed because our culture, like Korea has great food, like healthy food, you know, kimchi and all this stuff because their culture is don't grab all the food is medicine. American culture is guns. You know, it's like, don't take our guns. They can't. You can, like, worry and stress about it all you want. It's never happening in America. Just like Korea is never going to lose their kimchi. It's just, and you can write a law all you want. The problem with America, though, is it's obsessed with freedom in a way where they could push trans kids and sodomy and drugs and all that, because America, the weakness of America is its obsession with freedom, and they don't understand that freedom to pollute yourself isn't freedom. They're just like, no, nobody tells me what to do. And it's like, so you think killing a baby's okay? No, of course not, but we can't. That's the weakness of America. Another weakness of America, like I was thinking about how they would push mass vaccines on us. Too free. It's not that we're too free. It's that we don't think about it. We're like, just freedom no matter what. And you're like, freedom to kill a baby? They're like, freedom. I'm like, yeah, that's the weakness. And it's kind of like, I was thinking about how they would get us to do coronavirus vaccines. Because government pushing stuff on us doesn't work well at all. The blowback in America is crazy. As much as you can watch the media and think that everybody's asleep and all that, they're not. They can't push vaccines on us. Like in China, the government can be like, take vaccines. And they're like, oh, we took the vaccine. In America, the only way to get us to do a mass vaccine, I already know the PSYOP they would do. They would make it seem like only the rich were getting the vaccine and that there was a shortage. It's the same with the Apple computers and stuff. Like, to say there's not enough, people would line up. This is why America's freedom to vaccinate. Right. Forced vaccines never happening in America. It just is. There's fear porn everywhere. It's like, oh, you can't go to school or you can't get a job without vaccinations. Just challenge it. And they go, okay, well, then just do it then. The way to get millions of Americans to vaccinate themselves is act like only the rich are getting it and you don't have access to it. And then people would start fighting for it. They'd be like, we deserve a vaccine. My kids deserve a vaccine. It's like, well, there's a shortage. And then they'd start leaking out like a shot of like George Soros getting a vaccine or something. And then people would with like guns, they'd like rob a vaccine place and just inject poison in their veins. Scarcity BB works every time. In America, it does. In China, it's just government says do it. And they go, oh, okay. In America, false scarcity works like a charm. because Americans are so, and it's part of our charm. Everything has a right and a left hand. You know, it's like one of the things that makes us so awesome is a weakness where it's like no one's going to tell us what the fuck to do. You know, you're not going to put vaccines in me. Why does that guy have something? Why does that guy get to do something? Why does he get to HOV lanes? Wait a minute. Why do they get to ride it? That's America, right? So the way to trick and fool an American is extremely easy. You act like it's exclusive and that you don't have access to it. And then they're like, comedians predict the future? Yeah, I'm telling you this is, well, it's because it's pattern recognition. And it's just having a job that relied on being brutally honest my entire life. They already forced vaccines in California. I don't know. I got to look into that. But California is fucked. The American heartland is what I'm talking about. California is mostly not even California anymore. But just leave. Just go to another state. And if you can't leave a state, you don't care about vaccines. You know what I'm saying? Bears are crushing in the chat tonight and drinking all the water. Yeah. That's a great call. We'd fall for that as a country. Dude, this is what people need to do more. Part of it is decalcifying your pineal gland. Think about what would actually work. Like, how could you... You can't disarm Americans. It's too, like, red, white, and blue. It just isn't happening. You know, you can disarm California or, like, New York City. You could disarm urban environments. Out where I live, nobody would hand in guns. Never, never, never. Americans do not do what they're told. So how do you use that? How do you take that momentum and use it for a nefarious reason? False scarcity. Act like there's social classes that have access to a solution. You make it seem like Americans don't trust the media, don't trust the government. So what do? They did the same thing with Islamophobia. They do hoax events, and then they keep saying, don't be Islamophobic. It got me to be like, someone should tell the truth about these Muslims. They're killing kids. Hook, line, and sinker. I saw it work on me because I don't trust the government. I don't trust the media. So if you have the government and the media being like, you know, like there'd be leaked stuff all over the internet of like people dying of coronavirus, but you'd never know any of them. This is what you always ask yourself. Have I ever known a single person to die of this horror? School shootings, coronavirus. No, never, ever, ever. You know, people die of despair. So what you would do if you want to get mass amounts of people is you act like there's a shortage. You know, you get people to fight. It's almost like universal health care is communism. You know, wage equality is the elimination of mothers. That's why Americans are so easy to trick, because it's like, we want to be equal. Okay. We want free health care. Free health care means you no longer have any ability to control what goes in your body. That's how you get them. You don't get them by saying, the government's going to kick in your door. You get people to beg for it. You get people to say, you don't get to keep these vaccines from me. Boom, boom, boom. So the beauty, guys, is if you understand that, you're fine. The threat in America, especially in America, and I don't know about other countries, is never forced anything. It's they mind control you into begging for your own destruction. Ta-da. Exactly, yeah. Always watch out for like them getting you to be like, we deserve universal health care. We deserve universal basic income. That's slavery. You're begging for it, aren't you? We got to go into Iraq and get revenge for 9/11. Say it a little louder. Beat that drum. And then, you know, it was genius to create this false thing called Islamophobia because it tricked me. As someone who's never seen a Muslim hurt anybody, it made me be like, because that conspiratorial mind, very American, I'm like, no one will say the truth about these Muslims. They keep killing people randomly for no reason at Ariana Grande concerts and Boston bombings and 9/11. We got to go do something about it. What do you want us to do? Something. Well, we have a plan already in place that we wrote up. Oh, don't say that part. Well, we can invade all these countries that are not complying with the World Bank and happen to have all this opium. Whatever it takes.
So watch out for you thinking that you're going to beg for a vaccine. It's poison. The vaccines will give you coronavirus. It's sad Muslims in Dearborn are so friendly. Where are all these terrorists? It's just agenda. It's agenda. Terrorism was invented by Zionists. Why do you think there was no terrorism before the 1940s? Like, you had a couple anarchists throwing bombs and stuff, but, like, terrorism is a recent invention. False flags aren't. Civilian attacks aren't. But terrorism just to scare you into compliance, that's modern psychology. Back in the day, people just killed people. There was no suiciding someone. This is all like modern psychology. But here's the thing. It's the weakest thing ever when you see it. Just burn the propaganda. Burn it. If someone's like, I mean, I didn't want to be the one who told you, but, you know, the vaccines are running low and coronavirus has already killed 9 gay guys on rollerblades. And, you know, I don't think I can get any. I need it. You have to wait it outside of Walgreens for 5 days. That's fine. I'll quit my job. I don't want any of these rich people to get what I don't get. Welcome to the terms and conditions. No gun control in the 40s? No. There'll never be gun control in America. There's serious shit facing America. Gun control is not one of them. It's people begging for their own enslavement. Begging. Well, here's the beauty. Don't. Say, you know, I'm all good. No, but I'm pretty sure that we only have one vial of vaccine left. Yeah, go ahead and keep it. You know, they're pushing vaccines in California. Oh, no, I got to freak out. I can't have kids in this crazy world. It's all just to scare you into doing it yourself because they can't make you do shit. First gun control was for bike thieves. All right, any final questions? The narco wars are more imminently dangerous for America than any conflict in the Middle East, fact? Well, yeah, and it's also they're just trying to compete with Walgreens. The Middle East has never threatened America ever. Ever. What had Iraq or Afghanistan ever done to Americans besides everything you're about to list is fake?
Well, I mean, you got the pornos and
dude, the terrorist on America is Israel. Like, obviously it's draining, but it's like, you know, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Now, how dare you?
I'm the one who just explained it to you. So I can also tell you that it doesn't matter. Because what matters is your ability to have gratitude, a family, you know, scrub yourself of sin and parasites as best you can and crush. This realm is not the end game.
There's 6 dead, 66 million quarantined. 5G is going to kill your dick.
Do you understand that there's a chance that people are trying to fight 5G? It's all like a weird corporate espionage thing. I don't want to be involved in any of it. We used to be tight with the Middle East. Dude, just look at pictures in the 60s. Dude, Casablanca was set in the Middle East. Where was the hundreds of years of Muslims killing whites for no reason? Casablanca. Where do you think Casablanca is, guys? Casablanca. It was like this very romantic movie, you know. You go to the Middle East, you know, Baghdad was like a tourist hub. And you know that if you still talk to old people. This realm is not the end game. So it's not. And dude, it's really enjoyable once you get past the fear. Texas has more gun owners than gun thieves. Dude, they're not going to take it. There's no way they can unless you beg for them to take it. Like all these countries that have been, their guns have been grabbled, the culture. Like in England, people are like, yeah, I mean, it would be uncivilized to have a gun. I mean, oh, can you imagine having a gun? They can't just make a dude with a gun give up his gun. Unless, like, very small amounts. Like, the red flag law is not a good time. But, like, America isn't giving up their guns. What the problem with America is they're going to beg for privileges that are disguised. They're going to beg to give up their wives and mothers because of, like, now women make equal pay. Which is a statistical trick to make them leave the home. Enjoying the realm more and more since I quit listening to the toe. Yeah, he's a despair merchant. You guys think something great and revealing is bound to happen in our lifetime? It happens every fucking day. Are you kidding me? I just found out turpentine kills like shit in my gut. Dude, I found out we're not living on a spinning ball in the last year. Like, yeah. Guys, it's only going to keep escalating, the amount of info we get. Live streams have been so great lately. I really appreciate this. I appreciate you, Ascension Bear. Fantastic stream tonight. Oh, yeah, this is why I'm just chilling. I don't have anything to pay attention to. People who took DMT because they heard of the toe literally took strange substances from a homosexual midget like a mythical creature. Dude, he's literally a gremlin under a bridge tricking kids into poisoning themselves. And that's the type of pineal shit that you want to stay away from. You don't want to open yourself up to actual demon creatures. Gun control is hitting your target. Exactly. There's no way it can do any of that shit that people are worried about. They're going to trick you into buying stuff you don't need and injecting shit in your body that doesn't work. They fail all the time. It fails all the time. I'm always inspired by the stream. I love the stream. Any future plans for the manor? Oh, dude. Oh, yeah. This is how I'll close it. It's expensive. But if anybody has a business, I'd like to employ a bear over anybody in the Pacific Northwest. But you got to have a specific business that does this. Because my wife, no internet friends anymore. Yeah, I mean, the gamma attacks. This outdoor area, right? You see this? All right, see like the roof and everything? I want to make this area like a stone outdoor fireplace type, like outdoor, like sunroom vibe, like this thing pretty enclosed. With like a really sick fireplace, maybe a pizza oven or something. And have this be like the place for the streams. And also Amy would love it too. Where it's like, but that we're talking thousands of dollars for that. I want stonework, all that shit. And I can't do it myself. But ever since the chicken coop got turned into the baby goat area. And I just keep going from place to place. Everybody loves fires. Everybody loves the outdoor vibe. It's like, imagine if this area got like converted into like an outdoor fire area. So if you own a business that specializes in masonry, if you're a Freemason, email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I'm a landscape architect. I can help if you'd like, BB. Sweet. And I'll pay everybody. I just don't want money to go someplace that isn't a bear. But also give me advice, because we got a quote for an outdoor fireplace last year that was like $20,000. And I was like, no. And so we just bailed on it. And then I almost burned down the house because I had an outdoor stove and it caught on fire and all that shit, if you guys remember. So I have to do it properly. Nice. Here's a tip for this. Thank you very much. It'll be glorious when it's there. High-level Freemason equals low-level Kabbalist. I'm talking about actual Masons. It was a joke, Stoic Bear. No Freemasons, paid Masons only, exactly. Fire pits and gravy. Right, but I want it to be sweet. I know, and I'm not being materialistic. It'll add value to the house, and it'll also look phenomenal. And it's like in the long, dark, rainy Pacific Northwest winters, we could have a fire out here every night with like awesome stonework and shit. That's the next goal. And Amy and me talked about it. It's not something I should do. $20,000. Right. That's why I know that's not what it costs. That's why, you know, if any bears have any advice, and like that number was like, I almost started laughing and crying at the same time. And then I realized that I could just simply say no. It needs hanging pot over top. Yeah, yeah, totally. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be like all Pinterested out, but it has to be quality. I don't want like the stones to pop and like hit me in the dick or something. A gravy pit. Right, but like a fireplace, like some place that I could hang a gun on. Dude, I'll build that shit for you. That's what I'm avoiding, Dimitri. It's not just random dudes being like, I'll do it. I want someone that has like that, because I have to pitch this to my wife. I can't be like, dude, this dude. I mean, guys, we've had gammas try and ruin our life. It's we're very protective. Your house is your entertainment. It would be a great investment and children would love it. Exactly, exactly. That's what some people have to understand about money and wealth and stuff. When you spend it on stuff like that, you're not spending it. It goes into the value of your home. It's not like buying a bunch of freaking fireworks, you know? So it's not really like materialism because it's quality of home. Can get pricey. My dad spent 125 pond patio, huge patio, crazy. 125,000? Okay, well, we may be not doing that. Viking Council firing. Dude, obviously Viking vibe. Where's the little bike who stole it? I'm not going to tell you. You might be black. You have a white avatar, but I'm hiring Freemason Illuminati confirm. Yep. Outdoor drive-in with no cars. I'm Soulby B. Exactly. She wants to see some good... She needs Google reviews. Mm-hmm. It's for family in the streams. Right. I mean, we could camp out here. It's like, it would be epic. Heather O'Rourke went to Big Bear Elementary School. You can't make this up. Yeah, I know. It's synchronicities everywhere. Let's just talk about the fire. Nah, nowhere near that much, depending on how big you want it. Dude, $125,000. If I spent that on a fireplace, I would just chop off my own dick. $20,000 is way too high. Dude, that's what I'm saying. But I want it nice, though. And I'm not talking like $1,000. Like, I'm talking quality. But I know how much this stuff costs because we also might have an architect draw it out first. It's going to be major. Because another thing, it's all glass up there, right? So, hang on, look at this. See, that's all glass. It could also double as a green room, like a place for plants. Stonework is very expensive. I know. I get it. How much did it cost? $5,000? I thought between $5,000 and $10,000 was more reasonable. But who knows? I don't know how much materials cost and stuff. When someone said $20,000 for a fireplace, I was like, no. All right, BB, I'm an architect. I'm on it for you. Seriously? All right, email me, whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. It's about brochure instead of kosher. I want to hire bears. But again, I need Google reviews because bears in the past have burned me, but I've tried hiring. 125K seems a little high to me. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Sorry, I should start choking. Dude, start gathering rocks up. Is that a real thing? See, I know nothing about masonry. Oh, and it looks to me like you invest in logos. Hugely. Form, beauty, function, heat, fire, soil, family. The only things worth spending money on. 20K for a fireplace in the same BB that we're trying to take you. Yeah, it was Amy. I mean, if it was me, I probably would have beat him within an inch of his life, but I'm a Mason. 5 to 10 would be a solid build. Sweet. Yeah, I'm not like shorting the Masons. 6 million just sounds a little high. I must have missed the pizza fireplace part of the talk. You know, that's why you get the architect to make sure we have all the material costs. Because it's like the material costs. I have no idea how much shit costs. All right, I got to go. Cover it with rocks from Mercer Manor. Dude, I'm all about that stuff. I just don't want the rocks to explode with heat. I don't want one to hit me right in the head of my penis. I'll do it for free pizza. Kidding, I'm a girl. Good joke, girl. That's why girls shouldn't joke. I'm just kidding. It was all right. 125 yen saying I'll email you pictures, but his house is just a fire pit done for 2,500. Quality fire pit starts 6 million. You guys get it. And I don't want to just constantly talk about it, but I just wanted to help employ anybody in the Pacific Northwest. All right. Much love, everybody. Unauthorized.tv, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. If you want to add to the outdoor stone fireplace fund, all proceeds go to a fireplace. and Bono. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Much love. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. And if for some reason you have a book that you don't like that your kid reads, burn it.